Welcome to Christ Today. Heavenly Father, we are full of thanks and gratitude for our every blessing. Lord, thank you for this life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us make godly use of every minute of our life. And this time of the year, the days are getting shorter by, well, not a minute, but 2 minutes a day. That's what happens in the fall of the year. The days get shorter. And in the springtime, the days get longer by those minute and a half or 2 minutes a day. And that is what makes our season as summer comes and winter comes along. That is a part of the cycle that we have in our solar system. And we are thankful for the sun and the shine and the rain and the cool. And everyone in this world knows that time passes and our life gets shorter and shorter. And that makes us realize that we want to make the best use of the time that we have here on Earth. Sometimes life gets easier, and sometimes life gets more complicated, more tough. And we are thankful for what we do have, because it's a great challenge to us sometimes, and it's a source of pleasure and fulfillment at other times. So we have life going on all around us. We have technology going on all around us. It keeps our attention with our cell phones and our everything that is around artificial intelligence. Isn't that interesting? What is going on now? They have machines that can understand and talk to us using all sorts of language and understanding. Sometimes we still get confused and we get a little bit not knowing quite what to do when we think about artificial intelligence and the influence of the world around us on our thoughts and our values and our morals. That is going on when we get social media and movies happening all around us. And now we are having digital money coming around in the world. We see it here and there. Other countries have seen it very strongly, like China and India. And we have a monetary system that separates us from the value, because we get an idea of numbers. But it's not like the olden days when we had coins that were made of silver or nickel or gold. And this is changing so much in our concepts that we get to learn to understand based on a concept instead of something that is of value, like kitchen utensils or an axe or a saw that had value in other ways, or silver and nickel and gold that had value in yet other ways. Now we have numbers on our screen, numbers on a piece of paper that tell us about values. It's something that is changing our concepts of life and values. Nowadays, the values are determined by what an authority would tell us the value is. An authority such as the Federal Reserve, or a bank, or a national banking system, or even the government. All these things make a difference, and it has to do with the money that gets used for the services that we want, or the things that we buy. And so we have to adjust our values as we go on in life. We are still connected to real values, it's just that they have changed, and we have to interpret them according to what is practical, rather than that physical value of gold or silver. The previous president started down this road when he told every government agency to prepare to use a digital currency. And now our current president is pushing a similar concept forward when he just recently passed the Genius Act into law. Well, it wasn't just him. It was the Congress, the Senate, and the President. And so we have another movement towards digital currency. And they say that it is not a central bank digital currency. They say it is a stable coin, which, by the way, has many of the values that a central bank digital currency would have. It's not the same if you define it by the words they use, but it sure has similar characteristics. And of course, some people will resist having a central bank digital currency, and some people will embrace it, as we have to pay for everything from taxes to groceries and gasoline, that we have to adjust in what is being required of us by the central banks of the world, by the banking system, by our government. All these things are working in cooperation to change our concept of money and how money actually changes hands. Will this central bank digital currency or stablecoin be required in the future to pay for taxes or gas and groceries? It's all still working out. We don't know. But a lot of people are concerned that this digital currency will turn into the system of the beast, where we need a mark to buy and sell. It's not so surprising when you look at the characteristics of monies, and all we can do is look at it and see if it really is going to turn into the mark of the beast system that is described in Revelation 13, verses 14 and 15. Well, it just might be. And yeah, we will see what it turns into. But often enough, something is introduced, and then it turns into what the powers that be want it to turn into. We will have to see what we see. But oh, wouldn't that be difficult if it was now this stable coin that they are talking about, if that would turn into the beast system? And how would we get out of that beast system? Well, I'm certain that if we don't have any thoughts about it, if we do not contemplate what could happen, then we will have much less ability to avoid the system that we are told in our Bible not to be a part of. Do not accept the mark of the beast system as 666, of course. So many people will be glad for it because it will make life easier. But the people who know the Bible will never take that mark of the beast. We have things going on for reasons to prepare spiritually, mentally, and physically, and with our money, because the Bible tells us what is going to happen in the future, and somehow we have to use our understanding, our intellect, and our emotion to try to understand how we are going to avoid the beast system. I think that everybody has an idea, but we may or may not have the answers, and the answer might be only that we have to depend on God. That may well be it. That is what has happened to people in the past. During wars, during times of civil unrest, the people who relied on God for their daily needs lived to write books about the amazing power and grace of God as they prayed. And it's a wonderful thing to have the testimonies that people have written when they have gone through hard times. And of course, we will have a testimony too. When we get to the heavens, we will shout out our witness to those around us. Praise God, and thank you, Lord. Well, all through history, from Rome to the Dutch, to the German people in Greece and Mexico and Persia, and many other people. Now lately, it's also been Zambia, Africa, where the inflation has gone on ever so great. We are aware of the inflation in Germany in the 1920s, and we're aware of the inflation that happened in Austria, and as I said, those other countries, Greece and Mexico and Russia, they have all had a dollar collapse or a currency collapse where they had to revalue their money or, for instance, take off two zeros off of a banknote. So your $100 bill would then be worth a dollar. And that's what would happen with the old money versus the new money. It would change its value. And that's how other countries have dealt with it. I don't know how America will deal with the inflation that is, well, I see it as inevitable, but some other people do, economists do, and some economists do not. It's a little bit of a mystery, but we know that something is coming, and we might want to avoid that beast system as someday. So let's get some thought about what we can even do about it. There are countries that have used digital currency. Oh, right now, China. China is a big one, and India is a big one, and they have both eliminated most of their currency and only used digital currency. But then China has recently had a problem. Well, they also have had a blackout of not reporting what's going on in their country. So we do get information about what is going on in China, but it's not official. It seems like all the official lines of communication and media have been discouraged or even unplugged. So we do get information about what is going on from people who have something to say in private. Now, occasionally it comes out on the internet or in a telephone conversation, but China is getting isolated, and the country, the government of that country is not letting news out. But it sure seems like the economy has been crashing for a few months now, and of course, the authorities blame everyone else. The authorities blame U.S. tariffs and other world systems. But there are people who also blame China for their policies, and that the policies in China are hurting and crushing its own domestic economy. One of the things that happened a few months ago was the Chinese government required corporations to give their passwords to their corporate computers to government agents called compliance officers. And the compliance officers would look into the books and even the private correspondence within the company of that foreign corporation, and they would make determinations. So, while the Chinese government blames other people, like the foreign corporations, are blaming the Chinese government on their domestic crash of the economy. Now, as soon as that law came out, that foreign corporations had to give their passwords to the government agents, many CEOs and many officers left foreign corporations in China. And that is kind of right in line with when the economy of China started to fall down. So, what is the real reason? I suppose time will tell, and we will have a little while to look at it and figure it all out. But there are big things going on in China. For instance, so many, many people had their passports canceled, and therefore they were unable to leave China. After that law passed that required foreign corporations to give their passwords to government agents, many of those officers of the foreign corporations left China. Not only them, but also many of the rich people in China were leaving China. The people who were millionaires and billionaires were leaving China and taking their assets with them. Oh, you do have to look and see who writes what, because it's not like it's on the news channels. But if you look at the correspondence and the people writing on an internet channel, you will see evidence, or at least testimony, that there have been many billionaires that have left China on private airplane flights that were scheduled. I'm sorry, they were not scheduled, but they did leave in the early hours of the morning, for instance, between midnight and 3 a.m. And they would take, well, again, reportedly, these billionaires would take their gold with them as they left China in the wee morning's hours. Again, we don't have a way to prove it, but we have the testimony, and we can see that everything that we hear from a confidential sources is very sensible if you consider what has happened. So apparently the rich people are relocating to another country, perhaps in Asia, perhaps in North America, such as Canada. And anyway, there is something going on in China which we will probably need a few months to look at and understand. We kind of have to read between the lines and understand what is going on, and we know that history has had these kind of events happen, and we know that history repeats. Well, and even if it doesn't repeat, it does rhyme with past events. So this is what is kind of going on, and we get an idea from history books and from our Bible to understand what could be happening next. Now, our Bible does tell us what will happen next in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. There are a discussion and description of what will happen when there will be wars, rumors of wars, famine, and epidemics, and earthquakes. All of these things are told to happen. But the thing is, we don't quite know when. So when are you going to make your plans to protect your loved ones and be able to preach the good news of the gospel as things are falling apart and those around us are looking for hope? And the best hope is through Jesus Christ as we teach and preach the good news of the gospel, showing love to our neighbors. Well, this is what sure looks like will be going on, and we see some of it, but we don't know what the truest evidence of it is for the timing. But a lot of us have very big concerns about what we see going on and how it will come about. That's life, and in life, we do wonder how to reach people and talk about the things that are going on. We see some difficulties going on with people who are have extreme values. They might be racists, they might be terrorists, or they might be people with just plain radical ideas. And somehow, we have a message for them too, that Jesus does love them, and Jesus wants people to follow his example as we go through life. But that still doesn't mean the people who are radicals will not have radical ideas, thoughts, and actions. Some of them are only too willing to die for their cause, whether they are economic causes or religious causes. They are extreme, and they want to have other people agree with their point of view. So we have to be careful of how we go through life and what is going on, because there are several things that could happen that would be dangerous to us and our loved ones as we go through life. And I might point out that in history, there have always been threats, and maybe you call them concerns, but somehow we do want to tell our message of love, and to me that includes freedom. As you look at the Bible history in the Old Testament, freedom always had value. And some of that freedom was the freedom to live, and I think the most important element of that freedom was to worship God according to the way we are told to worship God. And so that freedom is what we want to remember. Freedom to speak about God and to worship God. Now the opposition to God and his goodness want to hurt people and destroy the good things of this world, and that includes America and Americans. That is one of the parts that is going on as we go through life. We have to be aware of it, just like there are people who want to destroy the people of Israel and destroy the country of Israel. And they will do this by whatever means that they can. We know that there are people who have come to America who do want to attack America's water, electricity, everything that would help our way of life, our food supply, our supply of parts and materials. That's what a part of some people want to do. They want to hurt America because America is interfering with what they want to impose on the rest of the world when they have their beliefs of maybe it's an economic belief, maybe it's a religious belief, but they have something they believe so strongly that they want to oppose any system that inhibits them, such as capitalism, and especially such as Christianity. So, these are concerns, and there are layers of concerns that we have with what is going on as we see what is going on around us. We have to realize that on many levels there are people and principles that oppose the freedom that we value. And some people get angry when they cannot have what they want. They can even get violent. And that has been going on for a while right here in America. We see that people seem to get angry for no reason, but there they are, violently angry. And so we have that to know it is going on, and we want to protect ourselves and the ones we love. Now there's a lot of people who have strong ideas and strong feelings all around us in the world. And we want to be careful that we don't get hurt by the people with those strong feelings and emotions. So be watchful, be aware, stay safe as you go through life. There's a lot of people who want to reach out, and rightly or wrongly, they want to vent their frustration, which turns into a violence. And that's something that we get to see it. We're not the only ones. It happens in America. It happens on every continent, in every country, too. So we all want to be careful, even as we see the evidence of plans. Oh, evidence of conspiracy. Now, we have seen evidence of conspiracy with our election, our 2016 election. And it is coming out that people are able to demonstrate that it was a conspiracy and that it was a plan. And people at the very upper levels of the U.S. government and U.S. security and intelligence systems have plotted. And you have to call that a conspiracy to do evil. When you see people in the FBI, the CIA, and the Director of National Intelligence at that time, as well as the Secretary of State and the National Security Advisor, there were many people involved in this conspiracy. Now, if you don't want to call it a conspiracy, I can understand where you wouldn't want to, but do look at the evidence so that you can see the movement that is going on here. And whether you call it a planned event or simply people with similar ideas, there is something going on, and people want to change the government of America. And these people, sometimes they use their names and sometimes they do not, but we can see from the documentation, the emails, the letters, the things that go into government records, that all these people have been plotting against America, either together or individually. And that's something which could become a big issue in the future. And certainly it could cause people to fear when they realize there really is a movement that wants to harm America in concept and in fact, physically, emotionally, and intellectually. This is something that is going on, and there is an element of violence that is a part of this big movement. It's a lot of people that have it. Now, if you look at the current Department of National Intelligence, the DNI director, Tulsi Gabbard, there you can see that there has been information released, and you can see that it is a huge item within America to find that there are people who want to change America into what they want it to be. And this is an element of corruption. It is illegal and unjust. So we have to be aware that this is a movement going on right now, and that there are, and this we have to be aware of also, that there are Americans with strong feelings that have one opinion or the other, and they either want to see, I think I will call it, the current presidency of Trump either succeed or fail. Strong feelings, rather than going by the principle of what happens, oh, well, they probably see that it's a principle. And that's something that you get to determine for what is going on and what will continue to go on. The big thing I see is that there are two opposing sides, and it could turn into a violent situation where the two sides oppose each other so greatly that it turns into, I will call it a civil war, where the United States divides, and that hostility would be normalized between these two sides. So, look into it. Inquire into what is going on, and then seek understanding for what you can do to avoid the confrontation that probably will be coming. You know, it makes sense to me. It makes sense to me as a history fellow to see all the things that have gone on and how they will turn into a violent situation where the opposition to each side becomes so great that they will resort to violence. And that reminds me of something that I've seen for 30 years now, more, but there have been people along the prophetic lines who talk about a division happening in America. And that division is with America. A part of it is because America is going along with the division of Israel. And so, as we look back, whether it's 2 years or 10 years or 25 years or 40 years, we have seen, if you've been looking, you can see that a division has been growing in the world and in America, and it happens also among people who would be listen to the prophetic voices or not. All this is going on, and we get to puzzle it out right now, today, because this is the time we are living in. We get to see that there is tension, even violence, that's going on between the different peoples with different ideas. And we have to remember that violence can come quickly to our neighborhood. And that's something that we just want to avoid and be careful about. Now, I just said there were quite a few people who have had prophetic voices about a division in America coming. And to go over a kind of a history of the last, well, it's been talked about for, let's just say, 30, 40 years or more in America. But it goes back well before that. And the thing is how do you document what has happened and who has said what? One of the things that we have problem with the documentation of is with George Washington, where there was an angel visit to George Washington at Valley Forge. Now, we did not have television cameras. We did not have testimonies recorded. We have something that was passed down, and we will find fault with all of these things that we have heard and will talk about. And I don't know what to tell you because I can't document it to the satisfaction of other people either. But I will say that it has been written about, and every one of us has to look up who has said what. Now, here are the people who have talked about the division of America: George Washington, David Wilkerson, that was in the 1980s, 90s, Demetri Dudeman, Henry Groover, Howard Pittman, Chuck Youngbrandt, Daniel Rhodes, and a few years ago, Dana Coverstone. So, I mean, oh, these are just the ones that are coming to mind, but there have been quite a few other people who have spoken up and told about a a dream or a vision that lines up with what these other people have seen. The trouble is finding it credible, and how do you support its credibility? It's hard to do if you have not looked into it. And I've looked into it, but I still would say, how do you prove it? How do you show to a person who doesn't believe that these things have credibility? Now, I don't mean that they're 100% accurate. They might be. And so what I have tried to do is understand the common threads through all of them. And that has given me the ideas that I come up with to see that there is a common thread of, well, it comes down to the destruction of America, and that is also can be seen in a biblical form when we look at Revelation 18. But there again, you have people who will interpret this or that and agree or disagree. I understand that. And in fact, it's not that I would have a big argument with people who have another opinion. I just know that this is one avenue that is sensible, and there are other avenues that are also sensible. I just would urge you to look into it and see what lines up with your understanding that is biblical and your understanding of what is said in the world. Now, every one of us has another idea that is our own idea, and we get to understand what is going on and make sense out of all of it. I do realize that there are lots of people with good minds, good thinking, and they have ideas, and so do I. So let's try to get a uniformity among the testimony that we hear, which would include writing or the testimony that they speak of about their past experience. And that's why I just told you the names of people that I remember, because they have a testimony. And whether you believe it or not, it's a testimony. And it's something that we can use to line up what we know is going on today and what very well could be happening in the future, the soon future. I've seen a lot of things going on in the world because I've read a lot. I've been a history guy. I know a lot of the history that has gone on. I see it going on. I've been to other countries that have things going on with war, with terrorism, with guerrilla movements, and civil war, and demonstrations, mass demonstrations. I've seen them. I've seen them assembled and disassembled in Europe, South America, America, of course. So we see the, oh, and then we have the television coverage, which also is a demonstration of what has gone on. And it just is showing you and me that things can still happen powerfully and quickly in the world. And we want to use every caution that we have, one, to find the truth, and then the other is to avoid trouble when it is coming our way. One of the troubles I think about is with Ezekiel, especially chapter 3 and chapter 33, where we are told to warn the people around us. And if we don't warn the people around us, their sin will be upon our heads. And that's something that has been weighty to me to understand this, especially when I'm trying to understand things myself. And I can see where things can go one way or another. And all I can do right now is say, look out, look out. Trouble might be coming this way, so let's get ready. And of course, I think of, how do you get ready for trouble? Well, you look at the past disasters, and I look at the earthquakes and fires and the tsunamis and hurricanes that have happened in the United States and around the world. And I can see that it will do very well for us to have some provisions. That would be fresh water, some food, and some supplies. And how do you stay warm when you have rain and wind coming down? This is all a matter of what I see our preparations ought to be about. And then we can tell others about how to prepare. And some of it is easy, and some of it is hard, because it might require somebody to do something, to spend some money, to have something set aside in a way where it is safe. That's a little bit of the complication of what is going on today in the world around us when we see natural disasters going on. And again, I don't mean I know that these things are going to go on with the destruction of America, but I know that there has been people who have a witness and talk about a testimony. I know that there are people in the world who have a witness about what has gone on. And they have a testimony when they are telling us to be careful and look out. So what I try to do is find uniform themes that go on through what people tell us. Whether it's for a war or terrorism or hunger or violence in the society. And will there be a civil war in those countries or in this country? There is reason to believe it will happen, but we want to be prepared as much as we can, which is why I say water, food, and warmth. Another part of that is to have communications and a community. And remember your Bibles and your hymnals, because Bibles will help you with knowledge, and hymnals will help you with lifting your spirits up. So I see that this is a warning about what could go on, and therefore get ready for something to happen which you will want to get through. Why? You want to get through it so that you can preach the good news of the gospel. And that is what I see is so important for us to be here on earth, is to tell people about the good news of salvation in the Bible and Jesus Christ. So, remember to accept the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. And this is a part of what we have as a testimony. It's our personal testimony, and it's a testimony that we can explain to others. There's plenty of books written where people talk about what they have seen in other lands. And it is a wonderful testimony to hear about missionaries and what they have gone through and their amazing journey that is wonderful. And that reminds me, let us spend a few dollars as we support missionaries around the world and in our very own country. We need missionaries, and they don't get a lot of dollar support, so let us spend a few dollars where it can be beneficial to people who want to spread the word of God to the world, or even to our neighborhood. We want to do that. Consider it, pray about it, and I hope you do something along that line. Well, we will always have things going on in our life, and some of it will be conflict, and some of it will be natural disasters, and some of it will be preaching the good news of the gospel. So keep this in mind for what your expectations are of life as we go through all the situations around us, some good, some stressful, and we have things going on in the world. where we have countries threatening us with war and destruction. I just heard of Iran talking about sending their Kaibar 2 missile to their enemies. And their enemies are, well, they chant death to America and death to Israel. So we get to figure out how it could happen that they would attack us here in our neighborhood. What would we do? There's lots of possibilities for either a great big attack or a little attack. Like an attack on our communications or electricity, or a bomb, a terrorism. All these things are, well, they have gone on in the past so that we know that they can go on again with people who have great desires to hurt people like us. There are war threats. Oh, yeah, I'm just thinking of China. China has threatened war against America. Oh, Russia has too. But as I'm thinking about China, I think about how they have had war materials about making war upon America. And it's something that we have to be aware that could happen and quickly change our life. And therefore, we want to have some things that are in our supplies, stockpiles of, well, it doesn't have to be a lot, but it does have to be something of, for instance, water, food, and warmth. Warmth can be clothes, it can be sleeping bags, it can be another source of electricity. And water is obvious, but we use more than we think, and it is so very heavy at 8 pounds a gallon. So if you have 5 gallons of water, that's 40 pounds. And if you have 100 pounds of water, it just is a lot to store, and how do you deal with it? How do you preserve your food or your long-term food like legumes and rice? Or if you have dehydrated food, all these things have to be considered about what you are considering to do if such and such happens. Now, there are people who have threatened the United States, and that includes the ambassador. Well, I'm thinking of the Chinese ambassador who talked about the possibility of nuking the United States. Oh, so did Russia's, well, he's an ambassador kind of a guy, spokesman, Petriot, I can't remember. But these things have been going on where the United States is threatened, and so we know that people don't have the best of intentions towards America. And that means we have to weigh it all out and figure out what we would do if some dangerous things came along. And we know that there have been threats made, again, by the foreign ministers of Russia and the ambassadors of China. And these things have been talked about as, are you an enemy of that country? And they find ways to say, yes, you are an enemy, especially if you have supplied an enemy of Russia, such as Ukraine. And you know that there has been assistance that has been provided to Ukraine with satellite and location information, which would include where to drop the bombs and how to do that. There are things that both Russia and China are very angry at the United States for. So we look at the information, seeing if it's a threat to our country or to our life, and then try to figure out what is going on. And it's not that this is new information. As I think back, and I think back to 1986, when I heard Henry Gruber talk about a video he did that was called Submarines Attack America. Now, Henry Grover has gone around the world and he has shown that he has a connection to God with what he has done and how God has answered his requests. So there are other people with testimony who talk about how America is going to be a target. And that's something which we all get to look into and evaluate as to how true is it and what are we going to do if America was a target, how would it affect us? Now, I do think that it's easy to be a target, and if God is not protecting us, and would he protect the country that has done all the things that America has done in ways that oppose the will of God? Well, that's something for each of us to evaluate and look at what has gone on with upholding the law of God within the country. You will make a decision, like we all do, and see if we are vulnerable or not. See how accurate everything is for our concerns about what is going on. And I understand if you do have concerns or do not have concerns. I understand if you find information that you think is of God or not of God. We all have our own ideas, and then we get to act on it as we try to figure out what to do as we have understanding in our thoughts and our heart. It's something that we all have an idea with. Now, God does speak to us in ways, and we want to practice hearing the voice of God. Hearing the voice of God. That reminds me of one time that I was working in the garden, and I heard this strong, strong, loud voice rattling in my head, and it was almost scripture, but it was not. But there was a strong, rattling voice in my head. I couldn't understand it, and it wasn't scripture, but it was close. So anyway, I just continued with life, and about 10 days later, I heard another voice in my head that was pure, soft, and just a delightful voice. And it was speaking to me in my head. And so I have an idea of what is a voice from God and what is a voice from the evil one. And that is a matter of hearing from God and deciding what to do with what we understand. And we want to always be faithful to Jesus Christ, and we learn about what Christ wants as we read the Bible and as we pray. And so that I certainly would encourage everyone to do. As the world gets complicated, that there are tensions, strains, and situations around us, and we all get to be concerned about the things going on that just might threaten us, that just might want to take what we have physically or spiritually, and that is a part of the world around us. The world wants what we have. The countries in the world want to make war with the United States so they can have the riches of the United States. All the things that we have are wonderful, and we want to preserve them with the goodness of God through Jesus Christ. And we might have to protect what we have. We might have to pray to God to ask for his protection. And yet there is always something that we can do, and we must do it. Meanwhile, as we are here in our community, we want to help the things that are brothers and sisters in Christ are doing. And I think if anybody can support Christian stores, that would be wonderful. There is one in Chico that has lovely things. They are our neighbor, so let's try to support the one Christian store at East and Cohasset. And they have online sales also. So look at one Christian store, or they have an email address too. One waytruthandlife.com. Or call them, 530-965-5939. And support the people around us. Support the missionaries in the world. Support your local church. Support your neighbors. And show the good news of the Bible to those around you. Jesus is astounding and wonderful, and we want to help spread the good news of the gospel. God bless you. Oh yes, and for me, you can always hear any broadcast again by going to www.christtoday.org. And thank you for today. God bless you.